All right, part five. Now we finally get to the goals and planning section. Now we talked about how some of the students who are coming lots of times a week are making great strides in their musical lives. But let's talk about transformation. Transformation goes way beyond growth. I've had the best year I've had, I think I said this already, I've had the best year I had this past year in my whole life. And it's because I cultivated that. And I'm going to have the best year, even better than this past year, this coming year, because I've learned how to cultivate that. First, I've learned that I can cultivate that, and I've learned how to cultivate that. And I already told you the secret, which is you dream big, you make your plans, and you work on those plans constantly. And you just keep on course correcting, and you keep on affirming that this is possible. You know, it's in your power to transform yourself musically and in every area. So actually, I just want to clarify, when I say I've had the best year ever and I'm going to have an even better year, I'm referring to every area of my life, because it's true. You know, musically, artistically, financially, spiritually, in my family relationships, you know, in my own personal way I manage my time, you know, balancing like work and rest and all that. Every area I've worked on and every area has been yielding fruit, you know, and you can have it too. And I want to have it. I want you to have it. And so this is why the goal session, the goal planning thing you're going to do with Tom Hess is so valuable. Because you may think, well, you know, I don't have much time, Dennis. My time is limited. You know, I'm just glad that I'm able to play guitar at all. And I come back to you and say, yeah, that's true. Your time is limited. And one of the biggest returns you can have on your investment is planning and thinking. You know, some of you may have heard of W. Clement Stone. And his whole thing was he would spend half an hour every single day thinking and planning and strategizing. You know, so this is the highest and best use of your time. If your time is limited, that's even more reason why you should do the goals and planning session. And so I'm bringing it up because most of you will do it without my even making a case for it. And some of you won't, and you'll drag your heels on it. Others of you have done it before in previous years, and you've already seen how valuable it is. So I know you're going to do it again. I do it every year. I've already mapped out all my musical goals for the next year anyway. So it's very valuable. I want to just remind you that I love when you guys focus on your goals, not only for your sake, but for mine. Like, it makes my job a lot easier when I know exactly what you want and where you want to go, and you don't have to know how you're going to get there. That's my job, but I can easily deliver. This is why I brought up about my musical credentials earlier, not just to show off about the fact that I played in Carnegie Hall or something, you know, or that I've played in many European countries, etc. But it's just to say that, you know, I love when you guys get specific. Like, whatever you throw at me, I embrace it because I live vicariously through you guys, you know. I have an active musical life on my own, as you know. You know, I gig out quite a bit. And I also really enjoy helping you guys. It's extremely fulfilling. And the more specific you get, the further along. It's almost like this quote I read recently, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it was like, knowing where you want to go takes you halfway there, or something like that. You know, it makes my job a lot easier, and I love helping you in all different kinds of areas. And I can, you know, since I'm an experienced and diverse type of guitarist, you know, I can pretty much see, like in almost every case, like what the roadmap will look like for you, based on where you want to go. So set those goals. Do the Tom Hess goal session planning thing and bring it in ASAP. And I hope you have a wonderful next year. It's going to be a great year because we're going to make it a great year. Happy New Year.